Time once again here on KDSJ to catch up with the president over at Black Hills State University in Spearfish as we have our monthly chat with Lori Nichols. Thanks a lot, President Nichols, for the time.
Yes, you're welcome.
What happened over in Pierre, January, February, and part of March as well? What transpired for Black Hills State at this year's legislative session?
Yeah, well, as you just mentioned, the 2023 session has now concluded. I do want to say thanks to a really strong legislative support, the Board of Regents and Black Hills State University had an outstanding year. In fact, probably BH's best year with the legislature, maybe ever, because we had quite a few funding successes. I think of importance, and this is true for the whole Board of Regents system, was the decision to hold tuition and fees flat for students, but while also recommending a 7% salary increase for the employees. And so that's dramatic in that we're not increasing tuition one dime, yet we're handing out probably the best salary increase we ever have to our state employees, certainly the best we've had for a very, very long time. And I do want to note that with this flat tuition, this will be the fourth year, the fourth consecutive year, where the Board of Regents, with help from the legislature, has decided to hold tuition and fees flat, which really ultimately just keeps higher education super affordable for South Dakota students. And I just want to note, you know, in this time of really high inflation, it's kind of amazing that students will pay the same tuition rate fall of 23 as they did fall of 20. I mean, there's just been absolutely no increase at all. So it's really phenomenal. And I really want to say a big, huge thank you to our legislature for supporting this, because it's costly to do this. And it was a bold move, but I think it was also the right move.
How about the South Dakota Opportunity Scholarship? What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that was the other success that I want to mention, is the legislature also approved increasing it from what's been an award to students of $6,500, so $6,500 over 4 years, and they now have increased it to $7,500, so $7,500 over 4 years. Of course, you have to qualify for it. It is a merit-based scholarship, but we awarded to students who meet certain criteria across the state to attend any of our public, or it could be used also for technical schools, so any of our public schools in South Dakota, and private schools as well. And, you know, what's great is that over 4 years, we can give $7,500 boost to our students so that they can apply that towards their educational cost as well. And really, again, just offers a more affordable education to our South Dakota students. So we're really grateful that our legislature saw, after several years, you know, we had lost some buying power in the marketplace. And so they upped it a little bit to try to keep it competitive.
And again, that's a couple of highlights from the South Dakota legislative session. And then continuing through this spring semester, we are preparing for the HLC accreditation. And how is that going?
Yeah, and I've talked to you about that before, because it's been a big effort this year and we've been working on it all year. But we are continuing our quest for HLC accreditation. It was an 80-page document and that went in. So we are done with that, which is a huge relief. And we have also found out our 5-member HLC team. They have been identified to us now. And we've also made contact with the chair of that team several times. In fact, we've been in touch with him. He's out of Oklahoma. And they'll be on campus the 17th through the 19th of April. So we're even less than a month out now. And we're very busy now preparing for their site visit. That's kind of the next thing, is getting that schedule set, getting people prepared and prepped for their visit with the HLC team, and then making sure that we get additional materials to them as they identify whatever it is that they need. So really next up for us will be that April 17th to 19th site visit.
Lori Nichols joins us, the Black Hills State University president. Next on our things to talk about, Highmark Federal Credit Union and Black Hills State University has teamed up for a new debit card. Let us know about that.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. Highmark came to us and asked if we'd be interested in doing a branded debit card that would put the yellow jacket sting on the card and branded as a BH debit card. And we said we'd love to. And so it is done now. It's available. Just ask for the card if they already have an account there. If not, they'd, of course, have to open an account so that they could have a debit card. And what's really cool about this card is that that credit union will donate a portion of it back to the university, maybe some academic center or some student support center. They plan to fully roll it out in the next couple of weeks, and we just look forward to working with them.
And as we continue to have our chat with President Nichols, I'm looking outside. There's still snowing, so we are getting one day closer to summer. So let's talk about some things happening coming up later on this year. What do we have for summer community events that we can be looking forward to and marking our calendar?
Yeah, we are working hard on that right now. And, you know, typically in a typical summer, BH will sponsor about 50 camps on campus. And those are athletic camps, academic camps. We also bring outside entities on campus that hold their summer retreat or their summer camp here as well. So we have a lot going on in the summer too. But something we're really excited about is that we were approached by Downtown Friday Night to see if we would be a sponsor this year and have a much more elevated presence at their Downtown Friday Nights. And we agreed to do that. So we are their second level sponsorship, which means that every Friday night from 6 to 9 p.m., we will be there. We will be able to have a tent. We'll be able to sponsor different groups from BH that will staff that tent and promote whatever it is they promote. Admissions will be down there promoting registration. I'm sure we'll have our athletic program down there promoting fall sports. I mean, we will just rotate through a number of different types of students and student groups. But we'll be down there and we'll have booth, we'll have staff, we'll have probably students when we can in the summertime. And we really look forward to connecting with the community through the, I think it's 6 to 8 Downtown Friday Nights that they have scheduled this summer. Mm. So we kick it off on June 9th, which is the first one, and then it wraps up on August 25th, which is the last one. And they're scheduled, maybe not every Friday night, but pretty regularly on Friday nights throughout the summer.
And that's Downtown Friday Nights in Spearfish. So see Sting and a lot of Black Hills State University activities happening there on Friday nights. And then another activity that we usually have in the spring is the powwow over at the Young Center Fieldhouse. And we're starting to prep for that coming up next month.
Yes, we're excited about it. It'll be our 38th annual WSIPI, which is the powwow. It takes place Saturday, April 15th, and it is at the Young Center in the Field House. The grand entry begins at noon, so we encourage people to be there because the grand entry, for me at least, is always one of the highlights of the powwow. We do this in conjunction with American Indian Awareness Week, which is April 10th through the 15th. The event is free for BH students, staff, children under 5, seniors, 55 and older. Otherwise, general admission is $8 to get in. They are planning an $8,000 purse or dance prize money. And the day will feature something very special to us, which is a women's traditional special. And that will be in honor of our Professor Emeritus Jace DeCorey, who I think many people know passed away pretty unexpectedly last December. And so she was so instrumental to our American Indian Studies program here and on staff for many years at BH. So we want to do something very special in her memory.
So we're starting to mark some things on our calendar already, that weekend of April 15th and then Downtown Friday Nights this summer. We have the 5-member HLC team coming to BH coming up in April as well. And then not everybody gets to cut down a net in their lifetime, but President right. Nichols did just that. I saw you on TV and you went down to Texas to help support our BH men's and women's basketball teams.
Yes, I did have the privilege of traveling to the South Central Regional Tournament, and I went down with the men's team, and I did do all of those games, and you know, we won it, so we took the championship there, but that entailed 3 games throughout about 5 days, so that was so fun, and it was fun. I had never cut down a net, so that was my first time, and it was great, but the fun thing about it was the women were playing in Texas, too, in the South Central Regional, and so we were able to drive down. It was about a 4-hour drive from Amarillo, which is where we were stationed out of for the men. And we were able to drive down and take in their first game as well, which they won. So that was great. They were able to go on to the semifinals as well. And then they did lose in their second game there. But it was great fun. We were able to take in 4 games. And that was a highlight for me, certainly, of this year. I was so happy for both the men and women to be able to go that far.
And it kind of gives Black Hills State some free advertising because on a national stage, we have the men's basketball player of the year and then also the team into the Final Four. Kind of gets some free advertising for Black Hills State to find out where we are on the map.
Absolutely. It does. And there's a lot of people. I experienced this when I was in Texas, that a lot of people would want to know again. Now, Black Hills State, you know, that's in the Black Hills in South Dakota. But what town are you in? I mean, It just is a platform by which you can just talk about the university. You can talk about Spearfish. You can talk about the whole region. So that's, and even our state. It's fun to talk about South Dakota.
As we hear from the president of Black Hills State University, Lori Nichols, anything else we want to mention?
I think that would do it, other than I just wish the snow would quit. We're ready for spring any day here now.
Thanks a lot, President Nichols, for the time.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Cody.